WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, wake up and win. It's your boy Jackson Reed here, back again with another daily dose of Pep to Power through your day. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super crucial: emotional intelligence. Ever notice how some people just seem to effortlessly navigate relationships? They know when to listen, when to speak up, and they handle conflict like pros. It's not magic, my friends, it's EQ, emotional intelligence, and you can absolutely level up yours too. Think about it, our emotions are the driving force behind our actions, our words, even our thoughts. If we don't understand them, let alone manage them, well, things can get messy fast, right? Relationships suffer, misunderstandings happen, and communication becomes a minefield. But here's the good news: emotional intelligence is a skill you can develop, like learning a new language or mastering a musical instrument. So, what's the secret sauce to becoming an EQ master? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will transform your relationships for the better. 1. Self-awareness. The foundation of EQ is knowing yourself inside and out. What makes you tick? What sets you off? What are your triggers, your strengths, your weaknesses? This isn't about being perfect, it's about honest self-reflection. Journaling, meditation, even just taking time to chill and reflect can help you understand your emotional landscape better. Remember, the more aware you are of your own emotions, the better equipped you are to navigate those of others. 2. Empathy. This one's all about stepping into someone else's shoes. Truly listening to what they're saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak, but trying to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Imagine having a conversation with a friend who's going through a tough time. Instead of offering solutions, try simply saying, "That sounds incredibly difficult," or "I can only imagine how frustrating that must be." Those words, filled with genuine empathy, can be more powerful than any advice. So, communication. EQ isn't just about understanding emotions, it's also about expressing them effectively. Learn to articulate your feelings clearly and respectfully. Avoid blaming or attacking language. Instead, focus on my statements: "I feel hurt when," or "I'm feeling overwhelmed because." And remember, active listening is key. Pay attention, ask clarifying questions, and show that you genuinely care about what the other person is saying. 4. Emotional regulation. We all have those moments when emotions run high. It's like a pressure cooker ready to explode. But EQ is about learning to manage those intense feelings before they take over. Take deep breaths, count to 10, remove yourself from the situation if needed. Find healthy outlets for stress, exercise, creative pursuits, spending time in nature. The more you practice emotional regulation, the better equipped you'll be to handle life's inevitable ups and downs. 5. Relationship management. This is where it all comes together. Apply your EQ skills to build stronger, healthier relationships with everyone in your life: family, friends, colleagues, even acquaintances. Be supportive, understanding, and respectful. Learn to compromise and navigate conflict constructively. Remember, strong relationships are built on trust, empathy, and open communication. Okay, let's bring it home with a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner, and they mention something that's bothering them at work. Instead of jumping in with solutions or dismissing their feelings, take a moment to truly listen. Acknowledge their frustration, that sounds really stressful, and ask questions to understand their perspective better. By practicing empathy and active listening, you create a safe space for open communication and build a stronger connection. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to boost your EQ and level up your relationships. Remember, emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep learning, and most importantly, never stop practicing those skills. Ready to make some real change? Start by implementing one of these strategies today. Pick the one that resonates most with you. And when you do, share your experience. Tell me how it goes on social media or leave a comment below. Let's build this community of EQ champions together. Remember, emotional intelligence isn't just about feeling good, it's about building better connections and creating a more fulfilling life. Now go out there and win the day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.